We're building the best internet talk radio on the planet.
Prepare for glory!
TalkZone.com. Time for more positive living with Patricia Raskin on TalkZone.com.
Well, hello, everyone. We are back. You are listening to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin, right here on TalkZone.com. You can give us a call at 888-GO-4. Also, this program is archived. It's online. TalkZone does just a beautiful job of archiving these programs with description of the guest and each segment. So do take a look at that. Go to TalkZone.com, and you can plug my name in. Or go to my website, which is patriciaraskin.com or raskinresources.com, and go to podcasts and listen live, and all of that information is there, and the TalkZone site will come right up with my page. We have a very interesting program. Today we're talking about loss, we're talking about love, we're talking about communicating from the other side when our loved ones have passed, we're talking about the vitality of life, and how we live our life and how we can communicate in this life and beyond. My guest is Stephanie Risley, who is a certified hypnotherapist specializing in past life regression and future progression. She helps people change their self-sabotaging behaviors. Her book is Love from Both Sides, where she describes an astonishing phenomenon, the return of the love of her life from the other side. When her husband passes away, suddenly she's consumed with grief. But he does come back to her, both, not just with messages, but emotionally and physically, which is pretty amazing. Welcome back, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Stephanie, explain to us what future progression is.
Well, future progression is a technique. If all time is simultaneous, and that's why dating a scientist is interesting, because he certainly believes this is so. I studied with Brian Weiss, who wrote many masters, many lives. I don't know if you know Brian's work, but he's wonderful. He's a psychiatrist. And in taking someone into the future, you can more or less help them prepare or make choices that will lead them to where they're going to go. I'll give you an example. I had a client who I was working with. He's a very sexy, fabulous man whose wife is about 70 pounds overweight, and I think he was actually coming to me to get permission to be unfaithful. And I said, well, so let's, and then we've done some past life regressions. We did a future life regression where the process is to get someone into the theta where you have access to all the information that you need to heal. And I brought him there, and then I say, now look at your feet. What's on your feet? And he said, well, I'm barefoot. And I said, okay, you're barefoot. That's good. He had chosen the time 3067 to go to. So it's the year 3067. He's barefoot. I'm thinking, okay, so you're barefoot and you're seven. I said, look around, tell me what you see. And he said, I see these tall, beautiful buildings. Everything is glass. It's beautiful. And he said, but everything is green. I said, okay, so you're 7 years old. You're everything is beautiful. And where is your mother near you? Where is your mother? And I said, he said, I don't need my mother. He said, we are all one. I am completely safe. And in those words, I went, oh my God, we have transcended. This is good. And then I said, well, let's go to find your family. And we went to find his family, and he saw people that he knew now. And then I said, let's take you further in that life. I always ask people permission, which way would you like to go? And he said, let's go further. And he found himself doing energy healing. Energy psychology, energy healing, and working in a big lab healing people who were badly wired, who got badly wired. And I said, now go to your family. And he literally started to cry because he said, oh, it's Marty. And that's his wife, the way she should shoot, the way he wants to be. And he literally got done with the session and immediately called his wife. And so he connected with the love that he has for the soul that she is. And that
That was my question, is how did that help him in the now? And you answered that.
Yes. Yes, that's how it helped. And that's why when people call me and they say, well, I just like to do a past life regression, I go, do you have a specific reason? Because you need, there's so many past lives that you have access to that you need a reason to go back and heal a relationship with a father, a mother, a sister, a brother in this lifetime. And that's why you do it. Otherwise, it's just kind of, it's so entertaining for me because I go along with you. And I just did one the other day of an 82-year-old brilliant actress who is still working. I love that. And she wanted to go and figure out a relationship she's having with a person she's directing. And she went back to Jerusalem before Christ, and where she is in a beautiful place. She describes it, and then a war comes. The Greeks come and invade, and this warrior comes in, and it is the woman she's working with now. And they have a very tempestuous relationship, but it gave her understanding as to how to deal with the woman she's dealing with now. Because we all go back and forth.
You know, I'm interviewing with someone who talks about, there's almost like a research aspect of reincarnation, a research DNA aspect. I don't know if you can address that, but where there's some proof about reincarnation.
There's some what about reincarnation?
Proof, research.
Well, I don't know that anybody can ever prove whether I was, for instance, in my last life, from my point of view, I was a very rich, like Rothschild rich German doctor living in Berlin. And all I know is that when I was three, I saw myself as a big three-year-old doctor going up and down aisles of sick people and being overworked and overwhelmed, and that image stayed with me. And when at 18, as a non-Jewish young woman, I found myself in Munich with had lost my luggage and all of this, I was so paranoid. It wasn't until Dan comes back to me and says, you know how you always said you were more Jewish than I was, because everybody has always thought I was Jewish. And I just said, okay, I live in a Jewish neighborhood. I lived in New York. And I'm not Jewish. I always say, I'm an Episcopalian, thank you very much. Actually, I'm a goddess, but other than that, he came back and he said, you are more Jewish than I was. I thought that maybe I had died in the Holocaust or something like that, but he gave me the specifics of being this very,
so
very...
It really gives you that understanding of why you may feel a way in this life. So, for example, if you have a fear of something, whether it's a fear of airplanes or there's a certain culture that scares you or a certain way of being that frightens you or you react strongly, sometimes then going back into that past life will give you that answer as to why you feel that way now. Yes?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because I died in Auschwitz and in the gas chamber, I am a little claustrophobic, so I like to always be near a door if I do yoga. So everybody goes, well, so why did you always have to sit near the door? I go, I just like to be here, but I know why I like to be near the door. It doesn't bother
me. Stephanie, how will people get a hold of you if they're interested? Now, they need to be more in the L.A. area to work with you individually in terms of past life. But if you teach workshops and those kinds of things, how would people get in touch with you?
Well, they could go to my website, which is my name. It's www.stephanieriseley, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, Riseley, R-I-S-E, L-E-Y.com, or they could just call me, and I'll give you the number, 323-933-4377. And as I said, I actually help people lose weight and stop smoking more than I do past life regressions. I use the past life regressions as part of the toolkit to help people do exactly what you do, is help people feel empowered in their own life. Because there's so much information now and scientific proof that you can change your brains by focusing on what's good and letting go of all the other options. And right now in our country's time, I think we're going to see amazing changes. I mean, I'm so excited.
Well, and we're going to talk after the break just about how you help people lose weight through the hypnosis. So, folks, that's another aspect of Stephanie's work. So when we come back, my guest today is Stephanie Risley, who's a certified hypnotherapist. She specializes in past life regression, future progression. She helps people change their self-sabotaging behaviors, including losing weight. And her new book is Love from Both Sides, where she describes the really astonishing phenomenon of returning to the love of her life from the other side, of communicating with her husband from the other side, both emotionally and physically. So when we come back, we're going to talk about how we can really work with some of these behaviors, again, like losing weight, through hypnosis. My guest is Stephanie Risley, and you can log on to stephanierisley.com. You're listening to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin. You can log on to patricia@patriciaraskin.com or patricia@raskinresources.com. And write to me, tell me your wonderful stories. I have a newsletter and blog, and I'd love to hear from you. You're listening to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.